Facebook got snagged in yet another privacy issue yesterday. A Wall Street Journal article revealed that applications on the site were sharing personal information with outside companies. Many of the popular games and applications on Facebook, like Farmville and Mafia Wars, do give notice that the game will access some personal information. Yet the users play anyway. NPR's Laura Seidel looks at why users give up their information so easily and whether they should be more careful.
I get a note from a friend to join them in a game of Farmville and help them purchase a row of pumpkins. Maybe your friends try to get you to plant some pumpkins, too. When I click on it, a notice comes up. They want to know who my friends are, what my user ID is, my birthday, and where I live. Unless I give it up, I can't play the game. And I want to play.
We tend to weigh more heavily the pleasure that we'll get out of the immediate reward than the risk that may be long-term and further off.
Lori Craner is a professor at Carnegie Mellon University and an expert on marketing strategies and privacy. And when it comes to privacy, she says many people are having a hard time really understanding the risks.
We see all sorts of security warnings pop up on our screen, and we've gotten so used to just kind of swatting them away, and it's very rare that anything bad ever happens to us.
In the case of Farmville, nearly 60 million people have given up their information to play on Facebook, consumer privacy advocate Jeff Chester.
Their business model is harvesting not just these virtual vegetables, but the data about you.
Chester says that information is used to target advertisements to individuals. Zynga, the company that makes Farmville, has a privacy policy that says it doesn't sell information to other companies. Facebook says it doesn't allow companies on its site to sell information they collect, but that policy was clearly being violated until recently. Professor Craner says a bank might want that information to see who your friends are.
So if they know who your friends are, they can go check their credit history, and they can see whether they've defaulted on loans and things like that, and that gives them insights into whether you might do that.
But it's not just Facebook. Take free online mortgage calculators, says privacy advocate Jeff Chester. Banks are watching to see what you plug in.
Companies are devising all kinds of schemes, offering quizzes and contests and you know, free calculators to get people to give up their data and information that's then sold and resold and used.
Right now, banks say they aren't trolling the web for personal information, but the world of social games and data mining is very new. Kenneth Lin, the CEO of Credit Karma, a credit score website, thinks with big money on the line, it's only a matter of time.
Banks and credit card companies will really use any data that's available to them to get an edge over the competitor to determine who is more credit risky.
Health insurance companies may also try to mine online data. A couple years ago, there was a case of a health insurer who tried to access the Facebook and MySpace accounts of a teen with an eating disorder to deny her coverage. No one really knows what will happen with all that data online, says privacy consultant Robert Gilman.
People don't know what's going on. And a lot of times, in a lot of circumstances, they have no rights with respect to the information they've given up. But the companies that collect that information can basically do anything they want with it.
So no matter how much fun that online game may be, Gelman says consumers might want to think a lot harder before they trade their information for a good time. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.